This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi exceptional luxury performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, the House of Fleming has been around for darn near 40 years and has become the premier manufacturer of exotic skin products, like alligator belts, handbags, wallets. You name it, they can probably make it. Bob Childs owns House of Fleming, and it's a pleasure to welcome Bob Childs back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Bob.
Hello, John Patrick. It's good to hear your voice.
It's good to talk to you. It really is. I mentioned what you folks make there at the House of Fleming. Has explaining what you make gotten easier through the years?
No, not really. We primarily make belts and small accessories. We're starting to get into back into handbags a little, and some, like, I'm going to try to do a duffel bag and a backpack, and obviously, you know, we work a lot with the professional golfers, and some of these products are driven by these guys. So, but we just moved to a new location, a bigger factory. And it's not, anytime you move, it's a nightmare.
Well, I do want to get to that. I do want to talk about that. Bob, when did you begin making products for the players on the Ryder Cup teams?
Oh, gosh. It just evolved. My first Ryder Cup that I actually went to was in Wales. And I'd been doing a lot of work for the European players. They kind of drove the golf business for us, and then it turns out that the first time I did something for the team was for Jose Maria Olazabal, and I made belts for the European team, which he wasn't sure I was going to do it, but I'd been making belts for Jose since 96, I think, and so I did the European team belts. And what happens with the U.S. team is, you know, I think Ralph Lauren, you know, does a deal with them to outfit them. So how I end up making things for the players is they're all given an allowance to buy gifts for each other and the wives. And so the guys all started getting creative. And one year I made them valuables pouches, you know, this year I had Justin Thomas and Ricky and DJ and Brooks all hit me at once. So we had to come up with some different ideas for each of them, but it's a lot of fun.
So just so I understand, Bob, it began sort of organically because you had players on the European tour that were wearing your belts, wearing your products, and they just kind of, I guess, brought you to the attention of a captain, and I guess then when the Europeans see it, the Americans see it, it wasn't something you went searching for. It just kind of came your way a little bit.
I haven't searched for any of this. It just falls in my lap, and then I have to figure out how to deal with it.
So what you made this year, so these different players on the American team came to you, and they wanted different gifts for different folks? Are they giving gifts to everyone on the team?
The team and the captains. And so what I did is I tried to get ahead of it this year. I had a hunch that the usual suspects were going to call me and try to, you know, beat each other to the punch. So I had this gentleman in Japan make me a special alligator that was red, white, and blue. The guy's 80 years old. He worked all weekend to get it done and get enough of them done. And I had no idea if I'd get it in time to actually do this because you run out of ideas. and products. I mean, there's only so many things you can do. But mm-hmm. the guy came through. I got it in about 2 weeks, you know, 2 weeks ago, and I'd done, you know, half the work. And so when I got the skins in, I put it all together. But they got it's pretty cool.
Are these belts?
No. They've got yardage book covers. They all got wallets, which, you know, the public probably won't see.
Right.
And then for Justin and Ricky, I did a watch pouch, which is a traveling watch pouch where they can, when they get ready to play, they can take off their watch and put it in the pouch and put it in the golf bag. So probably won't see.
You won't see that either.
We probably won't get in. Air time with that.
But you'll
see the yardage book covers.
We're talking with Bob Childs here on the Augusta Golf Show. All right, well, let's talk about this, Bob. You mentioned it. You've gone back into a brick and mortar location for years, and you are based in Atlanta. For years, you had one, and then you didn't, and you operated out of your warehouse, but you're back with a location. So let's start with this, Bob. For the folks familiar with Atlanta, where's the location?
We're at 1876 DeFore Avenue, which is on the up and coming west side of Atlanta. But we have our store in the factory. It's all in one space now, which is a lot more efficient as far as, you know, me getting the product made, and the customers that come here, the people that visit, we can take them back in the back and show them, you know, where it's being made, as it's being made. So it's a little, you know, it's a little better experience.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's nice. It's like 10,000 square feet. It's a good space.
Well, let me ask this, Bob. Now you got yourself a store, so you're open from when to when during the week?
Monday to the public, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5.
Okay. And is there, can people come in and purchase things off shelves, or are you making?
We have things, some things on the shelves, but mostly, I mean, they just pick out the material they want us to do. It's, you know, we don't make anything per se for stock. Everything we make is specifically for the person that comes in and wants it. And, you know, I may have some wallets and, you know, small little flat goods. And as I get into this, you know, purse business and all, obviously I'm going to have some handbags made. But everybody gets to be their own designer when they come here.
And when someone does that, Bob, it takes how long before a finished product is presented to them?
It all depends. I mean, a belt, you know, we try to say a week to 10 days. But, I mean, if it's like a backpack or something, it could take a month or, you know, 6 weeks. It just depends on the product.
What's been the feedback from the players about your items? Do they love them?
They can't get enough of them. The only thing that prevents them from wearing them all the time out on tour is their clothing contracts and deals. Like Brooks Koepka is one of my best clients, but his Nike contract prevents him from wearing my belts when he's playing, but off the course or practice rounds or whatever, you know, he wears my things. And so, same thing with Justin Thomas. Now, DJ, you know, he wears an Adidas buckle that we had made for him, and so he just rotates out belts and all on his Adidas buckle. Callaway guys are free to wear it.
Have you made something, Bob, in the last few years, I don't know, 10, 12 years, that even you like so much that you wanted one?
I'm going to Paris tomorrow, and I'm taking one belt, and it's my Ryder Cup belt. I make so much stuff that it just, I can't really look at it, but I did, the fact that this man made the skin, and, you know, the Ryder Cup is my favorite sporting event of all, so I'm going to have my red, white, blue alligator belt the whole time I'm over there.
He is Bob Childs. Again, it's the House of Fleming. The website is houseoffleming.com, and they now have a new location in Atlanta for those in the Southeast that want to come. Again, what's the address, Bob?
1876 DeFore Avenue. The phone numbers are the same.
All right. It's great to catch up with you. It really, really is. You know I love your stuff. You know I do. Bob Childs. Bob, thanks for taking the time to do this. I really appreciate it.
I'll see you over in Augusta, John. Thank you.